Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now let's take a trip to Alaska. Every year, dozens of researchers spend their summers on a giant ice field, a high-elevation stretch of snow and ice just north of Juneau. The Juneau Ice Field Research Program has been around for about 70 years, at first exploring the icy surface, but now tracking the rate at which glaciers are shrinking. Wouldn't you love to go? Well, from member station KTOO in Juneau, Elizabeth Jenkins learned what scientists and students do at Camp 18.
If you squint, you might think you're in the desert. Flat white terrain stretches out as far as the eye can see, and rocky peaks dot the horizon. The people, too, appear to be dressed for warm weather. Most are wearing running shorts and t-shirts, their eyes hidden behind sunglasses to block the glare from snow. Olivia Truax, a recent graduate from Amherst College, says she can't imagine her peers would join her on the Juneau ice field.
Probably not. One of my friends was dropping me off at the airport, and she was like, yeah, I mean, you're off to spend your summer on the ice doing science and skiing and digging. That sounds like my personal hell, but have fun.
But Truax and the others are clearly having a good time. They're digging a hole in the snow that's so deep, they had to develop a special strategy. Rather than dropping straight down, the pit resembles a Tetris piece. And working together, each person shovels the snow and ice onto the next platform. This isn't boot camp. This is science. By the end of the day, they'll reach last year's snow surface, which will allow them to measure how much snow is above it and determine how much the ice field is gaining or losing.
With some fancy math and weather data, we can figure out at the end of the summer how much snow might be left.
That's Annika Ord. She's on safety staff. The program has the oldest mass balance record in North America, a record of how the Juneau ice field, which feeds more than 30 major glaciers, is changing. Miles away from the snow pit is Camp 18. It's a rustic collection of bunkhouses where students and scientists live during their stay. And it feels like it's on top of the world. On a clear day, you can see where glaciers meet and flow down the valley. Like Olivia Truax, you would expect most of the people who attend this program to describe themselves as outdoorsy, but not Joel Gonzalez Santiago.
No, not even a little bit. I prefer to be indoors with my computer and maybe some nice music, just kind of in a controlled temperature.
Gonzalez Santiago is a junior at Elizabeth City State University in North Carolina and a business major. He learned about the program through an academic advisor and decided to give it a shot. He's logged a lot of firsts. First time camping overnight, first time seeing skis, first time traveling long distances on skis.
Back at home, I walk a total of maybe a mile, and that's to like get from my house to my car, and then from the car to the parking lot, and then from the parking lot to school. So it's different. I've never done anything like this before.
To get to the 1,500 square mile ice field, students take a trail behind Juneau's Home Depot. The multi-day trek involves hiking up steep terrain, climbing.
Step, 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 breathe, step, 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 breathe.
And eventually skiing on top of glaciers. Gonzalez Santiago says to get through it, he had to get out of his own head. But he doesn't regret spending his summer on ice. He's excited to send photos of his goggle tan and the landscape back to his grandma in Puerto Rico and explain to his family what climate change means, that some of the glaciers where he just spent nearly 2 months are disappearing.
Yeah, I can show them and say, I've witnessed this, I see it, you know, you can't deny it.
This summer, the youngest person on the ice field is fresh out of high school. And the oldest person?
Well, I won't tell you that.
Alf Pinchak has been coming here since the 1960s. He says when he was a research fellow with the National Science Foundation, it was glacial streams, not human-caused climate change, that caught his attention. Pinchak now helps maintain a project that measures the year-round temperature at some of the camps, and he doesn't think this will be his last trip.
If you read through the Robert Surface poems about this kind of country, I think you'll come to understand, you know, why people come back here. It's the great big broad land way up yonder. It's the forest where silence has lease. It's the beauty that thrills me with wonder. It's the stillness that fills me with peace.
Back at the dig, the group has carved out a pit in the snow that's at least as deep as a few flights of stairs. It's hours of labor, but Olivia Truax doesn't seem to mind. She says it's a cool feeling to contribute to such a long-running record.
But also can be kind of sad when I think about the way that our models say the Juno Ice Field will be in another 70 years.
Truax imagines, for her own kids someday, the ice field will be a different place. In about 200 years, scientists have said it's possible the ice field could be gone altogether. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
And Elizabeth's story comes to us from Alaska's Energy Desk, a public media collaboration focused on energy and the environment.
And speaking of Alaska, it'll soon have a new resident, our summer intern based in Washington, Avery Lill, who graduated from Baylor in the spring. And she's headed to Dillingham, Alaska, to report for NPR station KDLG. Thanks, Avery, for all your good work, and have a great time in Alaska.